Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Cuccinello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Demery moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallen moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lee. Terry moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel bunts towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cucinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell strikes out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Cucinello moves to second. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cucinello moves to third. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Hack steals second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges is walked intentionally. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Ott reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber strikes out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Lindstrom goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Weintraub pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cuccinello moves to second. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alan Stout now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gerges bunts towards the mound. Stout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. Gallen moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Gerges covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.